Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey guys, welcome to the TechPoint Africa podcast, remote edition 5. My name is Muiwa.
My name is Oluwani Femi.
And I'm Mano.
How are you guys doing? How are you guys coping with the lockdown and everything that is going on around the world?
You don't want it to get out of hand, so we are holding up. I personally holding am up, yeah. Holding up. I don't have any other choice than to.
Well, it's good we're all holding up.
There's still the usual story of Nepal lights and why am I even saying Nepal lights? Everything, Georgia.
Internet power, everything. All the issues that come with. And then the fact that it's extended, we're staying at home for all this extended period. It's crazy. I mean, this is our fifth edition of recording this remotely from different parts of Lagos, and it's been. Anyway, let's get on to this. There's good news in the midst of everything. Steers, the Nigerian media startup, announced raising $600,000 seed funding.
Wow. Media.
That's kind of unheard of. It's not very common for media companies in Africa, especially, to raise institutional funding. So it's really good news. It's really good news.
Wow.
And Steers has been doing some wonderful stuff for the past 3 years since they launched. Mm-hmm. All the things they do with data and the economy and all of that. It's been interesting.
Yeah. Wow. And that is what we kind of need now. There is a lot of information gap among people, especially during a time like this, where there will be a lot of misinformation. Mm-hmm. So having a media company get this much is like the attention is moving to the important part of the economy, so to say. Because if people are misinformed, then they can arm themselves. So this is a good thing.
Yeah. And what I find most interesting is that the seed round was led by a Nigerian-based fund.
Interesting.
Wow. Although they didn't reveal the Nigerian-based fund, but yeah. And with participation from Luminate, which is a subsidiary of the media group, and another local venture. So, like, mostly local funds, which is very interesting. I find
it's
that very interesting.
My mind is blown. Because media, Nigerian, indigenous investors.
Media and local. Exactly.
We had a chat with
the CEO of Steers, Peter Preston Ide. So we'll put a link to that in the episode notes so you can read the interview and see what they're going to do with the money and all their vision and very interesting stuff they have to do. And speaking about local funds. Why I'm so surprised about the fact that there was major local participation is we just released the Nigeria Startup Funding Report for Q1 2020. We have this report, our Nigeria Startup Report, which we release every quarter and annually. So we just released Q1 and Nigerian startups raised $55.4 million in 24 deals in Q1 2020. But here's the thing. Here's the interesting thing. 99.88% of that amount came from foreign providers.
Imagine.
Foreign investors.
So 99.8. So 0.1. Or 0.2.
0.2 was from local. Yeah, it's crazy.
I don't know what
The first funding is in Q2, so that it doesn't count. But this is for Q1, first quarter of 2020. This is like the highest of. I mean, every quarter, the foreign providers always seem to outdo the local providers, investors. But this is like an all-time high, like 99.8% from foreign providers.
What are local investors looking at? Well, I'm not judging. Maybe they're not seeing enough ideas to invest in, or I don't know.
Or they are more grounded in the space, so they are more they have more skin in the game, so they are more attuned to the possible risk, and maybe they are not as optimistic as the foreign providers.
Yeah.
Maybe something like that.
Yes, that could be. That could be. Because looking at it from outside, you feel like an African as the continent has a lot of issues that we can solve with innovation. But people that are within it, they feel like yes, we are used to this, we know, but we don't even know if it will work in this context. So maybe that's the skepticism that's around it. Maybe.
Exactly. But again, another usual suspect, fintech startups got 82% of that
as
amount.
As usual.
82%. So fintech is still a big deal in Nigeria.
Even talking about fintech now, I think former founding partner of MicroTraction and former director of Binance is now running his own startup, calling it Bondo. And I found what is doing interesting. Like, there is more, every day we keep seeing different innovative solutions in the fintech space. It's trying to combine cryptocurrency and traditional money in a single app.
In one platform.
You can just send cash, you can send trade BTC, Ethereum, and all the other funny names. It's interesting though, and I think
it's kind of doing kind of what the Cash App does, the Square's Cash App, where on Square's Cash App you can send both cash, and I think they are starting to, if I'm not mistaken, include cryptocurrency too. So that's what Bond is going to be doing for Africans.
It seems the space has been largely unregulated. We just have peer-to-peer transactions. You know, this guy in this WhatsApp group, and he's sending you money, and it gives you 0.00 something.
Your bitcoins.
By the way, it's nice.
You seem to understand it.
It's very interesting. I think it was the Bondo, that's the early startup, was actually incubated in Binance Labs. Binance Labs is like the accelerator or venture arm of Binance, the cryptocurrency exchange. So his startup was incubated in Binance Labs, and now he has left Binance Labs, and so like maybe he has gotten their blessing, and like, hey, go on and make disciples of Africans. Something like that. Anyway, you know, I'm just talking about Cash, the Cash App now, and Square. I remember Jack Dorsey, who is the CEO of both Square and Twitter. And then we have news about Twitter. Something very close to us about Twitter. Nifemi can tell us about that story.
Let me start with a backstory. If you remember, sometimes in November 2019, last year, when Jack Dorsey, Twitter CEO, was in Nigeria, interesting happened.
And it was at Tech Point's office.
Beautiful happened at our HQ, and that was when Dara Oladosun was offered a job at the spot there when he was pitching his Quoted Replies book. Yesterday.
So who don't know is a Nigerian that created that till now?
Yes, the Nigerian Dara Oladosun. So 2 days ago on Wednesday, it was announced, or it was released by the product lead, that there's now a native feature for quoted tweets on Twitter now.
Okay. So does this have anything to do with it? Because the job they offered him was to help them to build a native version for Twitter of the quoted replies.
Does
he have anything to do with this announcement for Twitter?
We can't tell. Because we can't tell actually. But he has been involved with Twitter in their developer community. Just sometimes in February, he built an app which was integrated into the platform's API that helps you that hides abusive or like tweets that have abusive tendencies. It was the one that built that app. So if
he built this as independently or not as part of the Twitter team, I'm guessing.
Yes, okay. That is possible too. So now okay. we can't tell if he's involved in this, but something we know is that by the time this thing is fully rolled out, it is surely going to displace the quoted replies. But because it's kind
I think
of
I had some issue with it about a few weeks back.
Yeah,
and like, not
there was something going on.
Not necessarily. It was his new app that had issue. He was trying to log in into the API. And it was having issue. The new app of hidden replies, not the one for quoted replies.
Quoted replies. Oh,
yes,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So we are hoping that with time, we are hoping that it's actually involved in this, because this was what got him into Twitter in the first instance.
So we should reach out. We should definitely reach out and find out what's happening. I hope you'll be willing to talk.
Yes, I've reached out.
I've reached out. Okay,
he has his reservations since he is fully involved with Twitter now. So he has his reservation about information he's able to give out.
So, he confirmed that he's fully involved with Twitter now.
Yes, yes.
Oh, so it's very possible he was very involved in building this native version of quoted tweets.
He can't tell.
For now, I've not seen it because I'm on the Twitter beta program. So I usually see features before everyone else, but I've not seen the future yet on my Twitter app.
So since the product leaders asked people that can that have access to it already to respond, we've been seeing some responses under the tweet saying how they've waited so long to have it and how they love to have it. So I think some people, maybe it's based on location or something.
They do that
hopefully
sometimes.
We'll just
look forward. Small sample size of people.
Yes. We just look forward to when it will be fully rolled out so we can use it.
So the bot is dead for good. Alright, quoted replies.
Something like that.
But hopefully it gains something from that. Hopefully.
Yes, hopefully.
But that's good news. I feel not this may be like overselling ourselves or being like, I feel happy that we are involved in the story somewhere. You know?
Yes,
months before that, we published. Many people didn't know it was a Nigerian that was behind the bot. So I remember we published the story that time. People really liked it. It went viral. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, months after, when Jack Dorsey was at our office and we had Dara there and they pitched it and they offered him a job offer, that was also a very big moment.
Yeah.
And it made one of our top 10 minutes of 2019. So yeah, it will be very awesome if he was very involved in this. Very awesome.
Yeah.
At least we know that Nigeria had a part to play in a future. I mean, that's always been the nature of Twitter anyway.
Yeah.
Most of the features on Twitter started off as users using Twitter the way that Twitter didn't expect. So, for example, even the ads mentioned in the handle, Twitter didn't have that originally. So, people started using that because usually when Twitter first started, you just tweet what is on your mind and then you move on, right? So, when people now notice that, okay, they wanted to start tweeting at people, that they wanted these people to know this tweet was about them, they started adding ads in it. So, when it became a thing, Twitter said, okay, let's make it hyperlinkable so that you can when you use ads, it goes to the person's profile.
Yes.
Same thing with even quoting tweets before quoted replies. People used to quote tweets, they'll copy and paste the tweets and then write whatever they want before and then put RT after, then paste the original tweets. But it created an issue where people could go and edit the original tweets and people would not know that they had edited the original tweets. So Twitter then created a native quoted tweet feature. Now they have a native quoted reply feature. There are many things, even hashtags
it's
too.
Interesting
hashtags
will never a feature. That is kind of the beauty of innovation. When they keep evolving, when they keep putting into consideration what people want, then people will stay with them and then on their product. So it's nice. It's a good development. So we hope it gets rolled out for everybody.
Yeah,
it's really interesting. But I find it weird that they've not done some of these things and people keep coming up with them. Is it like a policy? It's the way the whole app is built, like there's a little bit of freedom to maneuver.
You know, inherently Twitter is just basic, very basic in its concepts. Text,
just text.
Share what you have in mind. You know? So I mean, those things that endear people to it is also what makes it sometimes a very horrible place, to be honest, because that's why Twitter is a very savage place, because of that fact that there's no face. So on an Instagram or a Facebook, for example, you can put a face to the person. Like, the face, the profile pictures, the faces are more conspicuous than on Twitter. And people on Twitter are even more likely to use not their real pictures. They could use an avatar or something, or like Facebook, where they use their real pictures sometimes.
Yeah.
So, and then everything is just text-based. So there's little, you know, there's no facial cue to keep you a bit more grounded and realize that this person is a human being too, and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the things that make it so good, because it drives the best conversation sometimes happen on Twitter, because of that simplicity of that platform. You get, but it also drives some of the crazy things that happen. And they've been trying to figure it out. I think it was last year also, after his visit, that Jabdosi announced their policy about political tweets and all of that. So they're trying to do a lot of things around it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things around it. Even trying to create features where people can have a better context. I don't know if you've noticed, for example, they started telling you to follow topics. So what they're trying to do is create some context around conversations on Twitter, so that you can have, because that lack of context is what is always causing so much savagery on Twitter. That lack of context. So when you have a bit of context and then you have visual cues a bit, you'll be a bit calmer, you know. So it's not easy, it's difficult, but they're figuring it out. They're figuring it out. Anyway, let's go to some other good news or interesting news. I mean, with the lockdown, the lockdown in Nigeria, for example, Lagos, Abuja, and Ogun State has been this will be the fourth week, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
We have been working from home for 5 weeks. And there are rumors starting from yesterday, that there will be further two weeks of lockdown. Right, and everybody's worried about the economic effect of that and all of that. So it's interesting to find that a couple of Nigerian tech entrepreneurs have gotten together.
Mm-hmm.
Guys from Paystack, Bamboo, Zvance, Verify, Accountia, Future Africa, Hotels.ng, Heroku's, Dreams.ng. So many of them have come together to create a crowdfunding platform for relief funds. I find that very interesting.
Yes, it is. That is kind of what people are looking out for from startups. Even though they have the tag startups, they are still looking up to them to make a difference within their environment, aside from the product they run. So this is kind of, it's great. And people won't forget the startup community for this in a long while.
And so far they've disbursed 10 million naira, which is about $25,000. And the ticket size they give out to people who need the fund. So people apply for the fund and they give them 10,000 naira, but that's about $25, which is not terrible. I mean, considering the cost of living in Lagos, and they are encouraging them to try every 3 weeks to apply again. So it's a noble cause.
What Nigerians were clamoring for sometimes last week, that the disbursement should be done through bank verification number. That is what this.
Yeah, they are doing that.
Yes,
yeah.
That's what they are doing.
That's what they are doing. It's very interesting. We'll put a link to it if you want to contribute. So it's open to anybody to contribute. If you feel you have a bit more extra around and you want to share the love around. The platform is called We Are Together. We Are Together.ng. But we'll put the link in the episode so you can get to it and contribute. So yeah, kudos to them. Meanwhile, as we're all at home, it seems like we'll be at home for a longer while. It's a reminder that we should be more careful what to post on social media. I mean, just yesterday, see what was trending about the kid from Zambia. Was it Zambia, right? Or Zimbabwe? The kid who the parents spent $21,000 on tuition, secondary school, and the guy missed maths and English exams.
And
then the father. Yeah, and a lot of. What I couldn't understand is why the video was recorded. It appears it's the mother that was recording it, why she was recording it, and why it was posted on social media. Because we're hearing rumors that the man has been reported and he has lost his job. I think private family moments like that should be kept private.
Private, but that is what people forget when they have access to the internet and they have the luxury of time. There's this pressure that comes with, I want people to know what is going on around me. And that is kind of what is behind most social media network. We want people to be part of our lives, but then we don't put a cap to it on what we allow people to know about us. And that is why we have to be careful. We don't know, for example, the video we're talking about, the clip we're talking about, we don't know who has downloaded it. We don't know who it has gotten to. If eventually the woman decides to delete the video, but at the long run, years to come, something happens and the child has to maybe get to a position and the video is dug out that he was wayward while he was young, that the parent has to deal with him. Yes, those kind of things can affect a person in the longer run. Mm-hmm. So that is why we are advising that you should think well about what you are putting out on the internet. For instance, just type your name on Google or any other search engine and see what the internet thinks about you. You'll be surprised that some things you have posted and you feel it's forgotten. It's not really forgotten.
You just Googled yourself.
So you should be careful. There are cases of even popular people that have been victims of this. For example, Kevin Hart. Like, who would have thought that like a 10-year-old tweet would cost him
would have a lost job hosting
of like Oscars for,
even
Oscars
after
for that matter.
And taking down the tweet,
imagine, yes. So things like this, you don't think of it in the short run. Think of it in the long term. Aside from you, it can affect what you want to pursue in the future. It can affect your relationships with others. It can affect whatever it is you want to do in life. The internet really never forgets. Even if you forget and you feel you've deleted this, there is something called cloud. There's something called the digital footprint.
Digital footprints. Yeah.
Yes, we all have this digital footprint. Should just remind us that we can't just make errors and feel it to be overlooked. It can't be overlooked.
I personally am always very deliberate about things I share. I mean, I'm not perfect. I'm sure there are some things I share that, there are some things I would just never share. You would never catch me sharing on social media. They would just never happen. So I try to be careful. But I mean, a lot of people don't realize. I mean, just last week we talked about, for example, the OMG and WoW games on Facebook. Like, people are playing those games and they don't know that this thing are building, they're building a database, a digital footprint on them, and it can be used against them or to manipulate them. So a lot of people don't really understand how the internet works, the cloud, the concept of digital footprints. And, you know, so we're in the age of social media. We're in an age of social media, I mean. So people are losing jobs. We can argue about the ethics of that, whether it's ideal, right? But people are losing jobs, people are losing livelihoods because of what they post on social media. So it's just a reminder, and we're more prone to that now that we're all sitting at home and we're so bored, so we're hanging out on social media a lot more. So we're just trying to remind you at home that you should be careful. The internet never forgets. So be careful what you put up. Just because you're trying to.
So we're saying in essence that some of these things they will not be overlooked, even if you might attribute it to youthful exuberance or childishness.
I mean, so this is the thing. Our parents and our grandparents they were probably as wayward as some of us, right? Or very exuberant as some of us.
Yeah.
But we can never catch them nowhere. So they will say, oh, I was first in primary school. I was always first. We can't catch them because there's no social media to trace it.
Of course.
So that's the advantage they have. So we're just reminding us that we're in the age of social media where things are not forgotten. There's always a digital footprint. So if you want to be able to have that leverage and that moral leverage over your children.
Before they can dig it out for you when you're bragging.
You should watch what they're posting on social media. I mean, if that's an incentive for you to watch what they're posting, think about your future children.
Yeah.
I mean, there are cases of people fighting with their... Look at, for example, Davido and his second baby mama fighting when they were fighting over the child. Mm-hmm. And they're posting screenshot of WhatsApp messages they sent, or Whiskey, the other one too. And I was like, man, these kids are going to grow up maybe 20 years from now, they'll be seeing those things. Seeing, you know, people have to think about that. We're not saying baby mamas and baby daddies did not fight in the past. Mm-hmm. Or our parents that were in that same situation did not fight. But the thing was not out there for the world to see.
They didn't display it.
You know, so yeah, we're just trying to remind us. Anyway, guys, we've had fun sharing all of this with you.
Yeah.
Just don't forget again, the internet doesn't forget. Mm-hmm. But we'll actually hear what you think about every other thing we discussed. We talked about Stairs, the media startup that raised 600,000 seed, very rare for a media startup in Africa, and mostly from local sources. Mm-hmm. And then we'll talk about the Nigerian startup reports for Q1 2020. We'll put the link in the episode notes, so you can go there and download the reports, find out more, see who were the foreign funders that made up the 99.8% of that amount that came from foreign providers, and how fintech startups did. Twitter's native quoted replies feature seems to have finally been integrated. Was there a Olabisun involved? We'll find out more. Donate if you want to the We Are Together program. And don't forget that the internet always forgets. They never forget. We would like to hear from you. You can email us at podcast@techpoint.africa. You can tweet at us. Twitter handle is techpoint.ng. That's techpoint.ng. You can use the hashtag techpointafricapodcast. And where can they get the podcast? Those that are listening for the first time, Emmanuel?
You can listen to it on SoundCloud. You can listen to it on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you get your podcasts, even outside the
All right. Thank you for that. And if any parting words?
We are still advising that you should stay safe. This period will soon be over. Be careful and try to be sane while we pass through this period together.
I love that. That's a good way to close it. Try to be sane.
Yeah.
Try to be sane. Yeah. All right, guys. Take care. Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.